Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Сердечно вас вітаю у нашої русинської релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпаторусинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпше русинське співанки. Тож презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and temporarily archived on my SoundCloud page. Go to SoundCloud.com and look up my name, Dean Paloka, or the tag Carpatha Rusyn. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, October 20th, 2019. Today's broadcast of the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program has been sponsored in its entirety by Stu and Mary Semin from Hinsdale, Illinois. Thank you very much, Stu and Mary, for your continued support of the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. And Stu would like to wish everyone a happy Carpatha Rusyn Day. Yes, Carpatha Rusyn Day. Saturday, October 26th, has been designated by the Carpatha Rusyn Consortium of North America as Carpatha Rusyn Day in the United States and Canada. I will tell you more about Carpatha Rusyn Day in just a couple of minutes. But we're going to start today's program by playing the two national anthems. The one is the official national anthem. Я Русин был, я сми и буду. I am, was, and will be a Русин. And the second one is Под Карпатские Русины остался глубокий сон. Subcarpathian Русins, arise from your deep slumber.
Я Русин был,
я Русин был, есть и буду, я родил, я родил.
Yeah.
In 2010, the Carpatho-Russian Consortium of North America, a coalition of six cultural organizations representing the Russian people, has designated October 26th as Carpatho-Russian Day in the United States and Canada. The designation comes after a decision by the World Council of Russians, in which the consortium participates, for Russian organizations in each country in which they live to choose an appropriate date on which Russians will be recognized at a national level. October 26 was chosen for the United States and Canada to commemorate a gathering at Independence Hall in Philadelphia in 1918, at which Carpatho-Russians were recognized for the first time as a distinct nationality by the member nationalities of the Mid-European Union as well as the United States government. In the fall of 1918, Carpatho-Russians joined in New York City with representatives of 20 other stateless peoples to form the Mid-European Democratic Union. The three-member delegation representing Carpatho-Russians was chosen by the community's largest immigrant organizations, comprised of members living in the United States and Canada. On October 26, 1918, representatives of 21 stateless peoples gathered in historic Independence Hall in Philadelphia, in the very room where America's Declaration of Independence was proclaimed, where they signed the Declaration of Common Aims. This was the first time in modern history that Carpatho-Russians were recognized as a distinct nationality by neighboring peoples and by the United States government, which approved of the Mid-European Union's Declaration of Common Aims. During the October 26th signing of the Declaration of Common Aims, a large-scale map was displayed showing the proposed new states of Europe, on which the homeland of Carpatho-Russians was clearly depicted by the name Rusinia. Lemko Russians living on the northern slopes of the Carpathian Mountains also expressed a desire to be part of Rusinia, and they proposed that idea to the Paris Peace Conference. In the end, only Carpatho-Russians living south of the mountains were allowed to join, on a voluntary basis, the new state of Czechoslovakia. According to the Paris Peace Conference, through the Treaty of Saint-Germain in 1919, Rusinia, now renamed Subcarpathian Rus, was to function as an autonomous, self-governing territory within Czechoslovakia. The head of the Carpatho-Russian delegation at the Mid-European Union in Philadelphia, the American lawyer Gregory Zhatkovich, was appointed the first governor of Subcarpathian Rus. Next, we go to Vojvodina, and this is the unofficial anthem for the Carpatho-Russians in Vojvodina. It is called Ruzhi, Červeni Ruzhi, Rose, the Red Rose.
Пошла с Региньом, dievčatko samého stádo. I jednu pohľadnú lístku červených rúžok kakáto. Rúži, červený rúži, prekrasný pachňací kvet. Rúži mi najmilšie kvece, voní mi celý švet. Dívče, prekrasný dívče, krašoho od tebe nie. Budem se ľúbiť na víky, nedám se za celý švet. Ostali sami a rúži krásny červený zapachli medzi nami. Ja še nepýtal, čo mlístky z červených rúžok karhána, a ona še nepošmýchla i rúži svojo mi dala. Rúži, červený rúži, prekrasný pachňací kvet. Rúži mi najmilšie kvece, voní mi celý švet. Dívče, prekrasné dívče, krašo o tebe nie. Budem se ľúbiť na víky, nedám
from another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life. Building for your future, working hand in hand. GCU for life, GCU.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Next Sunday, the 27th of October, the 38th annual Carpatho Russin Celebration will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, beginning with Divine Liturgy at 9 a.m. At 12 noon, the celebration will begin, and since there are some renovations going on in St. John's Social Hall, the celebration will take place at Uniontown Volunteer Firemen Social Hall, 58 Dunbar Street in Uniontown. The same great ethnic foods such as holubke, holushke, kielbasa and kraut, pagach, soups, and much more will be available, along with all of the baked goods you could ever want. Craft displays, there will be folk displays, raffles, demonstrations, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble at 3 o'clock, musical entertainment at 12:30 and 4 p.m., and a speaker at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. So that is the 38th annual Carpatha Russin celebration, taking place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, beginning at 9 a.m. for Divine Liturgy, and then at 12 noon at Uniontown Volunteer Firemen Social Hall, 58 Dunbar Street in Uniontown. For more information, please contact area code 724-438-6027. That's 724-438-6027. Now we go to Lemkovina, and they have an unofficial anthem as well. This is called Our Mountains, Hora Nasha. Jersey chapter of the Carpatha Russin Society cordially invites you to their annual Heritage Celebration Dinner, along with the John Michalowski Award to this year's honoree, Luba Czerhoniak-Fedas. This will take place Sunday, November 3rd, from 12:30 p.m. until 4:30 at the Russian Hall, Woodhall Avenue in Little Falls, New Jersey. This year's John Michalowski Award honoree, Luba Czerhoniak-Fedas, was born in the Lemko village of Lyszyny in the Carpathian Mountains in Poland. As a child, she experienced the horrors of the Nazi occupation of her homeland, followed by the forced resettlement policy of Aksja Wisła. She is the author of two books, Blossoms on a Rooftop and Those Fleeting Years. So that is the New Jersey chapter's annual Heritage Celebration Dinner, Sunday, November 3rd, beginning at 12:30 p.m. at the Russian Hall in Little Falls, New Jersey. For more information, please contact Jim at area code 267-421-3210. That's Jim, 267-421-3210.
Thank you.
Cleveland chapter of the Carpatha-Russian Society will present a documentary film by the John and Helen Timo Foundation, Voskresenie Naroda, The Resurrection of a Nation, presented by Maria Silvestri and John Righetti. This will take place Sunday, November 10th, beginning at 2 p.m. at the Parma Snow Library, 2121 Snow Road in Parma, Ohio. With the 1989 Velvet Revolution, led by playwright Václav Havel, Carpatha-Russian ethnicity revived in every country, including the United States. This story is of that revival, Voskresenie Naroda, The Resurrection of a Nation. So again, that is Sunday, November 10th, beginning at 2 p.m. at the Parma Snow Library in Parma, Ohio. For more information, please contact Marcia at area code 440-331-3856. That's Marcia, 440-331-3856. Special thanks goes to Stu and Mary Semen from Hinsdale, Illinois, for sponsoring today's Carpatha-Russian Society Heritage Program in honor of the upcoming Carpatha-Russian Day in North America this Saturday, the 26th of October. We finished today's program with another version of Ya Russin Byl, our national anthem, this time done in a modern arrangement. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and temporarily archived on my SoundCloud page. Go to SoundCloud.com and look up my name, Dean Paloka, or the tag Carpatha-Russian. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasny tydzień. Z Bohom.
чистый сворон не забуду, останусь его сыном, и остану его сыном. Русин был мой отец малый, Русь вся родина.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or you can call me at 412-877-9351 or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, бару сердечко вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любіл наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedilju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730 abo 96.5. Trimajte se krasne i s Bohom.